You're listening to an ESA podcast brought to you by the Ecological Society of America. ESA, promoting the science of ecology.
I'm Nadine Lin, and this is The Ecologist Goes to Washington, a podcast program of the Ecological Society of America, where we interview scientists who are involved in policy issues. Each year, the Ecological Society of America competitively grants a graduate student policy award to graduate student members. Recipients of the award participate in a two-day policy event, the highlights of which include federal briefings, a reception honoring members of Congress supportive of science, and a full day of meetings with congressional delegations. Matthew Traeger, a graduate student at the University of Florida, and Rebecca Chaplin Kramer, a graduate student at the University of California at Berkeley, won the Society's Graduate Student Policy Award this year and participated in the Capitol Hill events in April of 2008. In August, during the Society's annual meeting in Milwaukee, I caught up with them to talk about their experience and perspectives as young ecologists interested in policy issues. Becky and Matt, I'm curious if you had any preconceived notions of how your day on Capitol Hill would go, and if so, how what actually did happen, the reality of the experience, jibed with your notions.
I think my biggest preconceived notion was that we were going to really have to advocate for science funding and convince people, and that people were going to be anti-science and not think that they needed more money for science, and we were going to have to convince them of why it was important to have money for science. And I think what we actually found was they were totally on our side. They definitely agreed that we need more money for science, and they all emphasized that there had already been a vote that, you know, and that our representatives had in fact voted for this bill that was supposed to allocate more money for science, and the problem was just that the appropriations didn't come through, and a continuing resolution had been passed. And so just from a innocent bystander's perspective of government, not realizing that the money is different from the law, and just having the law there isn't the same as having it actually be put in motion.
For me, there was a bit of a disconnect between our perspective on what we do as ecologists, mostly in academia. It's, for better or worse, kind of the major part of our life, and to realize that when we go to senators and representatives and advocate for maintenance or increased science funding, that it's only one of many, many issues that they have to deal with, and only one of many requests they get from other organizations also requesting money that they have to fit into the overall calculus of appropriations.
Since you both had this two-day experience, do you have any advice that you would give to other graduate students?
I think the first thing I would say is this is probably the single most important thing you can do is to figure out the issues that you care about. Are they operating on a state or a local or a federal level? Because I think so often we have this knee-jerk reaction to something being unfair, and you call up your senator and the office says, okay, that's not my issue. You know, I'm not even authorized to do anything about that. And that's embarrassing and doesn't get you very far and is frustrating. And I think we maybe don't remember our civics classes in secondary school well enough of like who does what and where, who's the appropriate target. But figuring that out is definitely a great first step. And then secondly, I think our way of communicating science to the public and is something we all really need to work individually on. And I think more than necessarily worrying about which issues you should climb on the bandwagon and try to champion, to go where you're passionate and figure out how you can best explain when you're asked on a 30-second soundbite, a minute soundbite, maybe even 10 seconds, whatever the moment of whoever you're talking to might justify, to be prepared to do that. I think that's something that we all think, okay, yeah, I could probably do that, but have you ever actually tried? You know, it's a lot harder than you think to take out the jargon and to really distill down the important points. If you can do that, then at least you're set when the opportunity comes up to engage.
I think that a lot of us are involved with ecology or decide to become ecologists because we're interested in nature and how the natural world works, and at least for many of us, some of that interest comes from having some kind of conservation ethic. And yet, professionally, there may not be very many opportunities to interact with decision makers. And so I think that that's something that for graduate students, you have to really make an effort to broaden your horizons, and that may be accomplished through taking different coursework or just availing yourself of figuring out how the local or regional, state, national policymakers are, what they're doing, what they're involved with. But I think that oftentimes we get very involved with our research, and we would like for it to be connected somehow to conservation. And moving from the science to policy decisions isn't a linear process, and it's certainly not something we accomplish by publishing peer-reviewed papers and hoping that the right person reads them. It takes a little bit more of a proactive approach and learning how the policy process works, and like Becky said, who the appropriate people are to contact, and how to build coalitions with more advocacy-oriented groups, perhaps. And I think that's something that I think ecologists interested in public policy need to realize. And you can do that kind of on your own, but certainly in an academic setting, there may be courses in other departments that you might not think about taking courses in that can really be eye-opening when it comes to those kinds of interactions.
Well, thank you. Do either of you have any final thoughts?
I think this is a great program for ESA to sponsor, and you should continue to give people opportunities like this, because we both learned a lot. For a long time, it seemed like the route to successful policy engagement was first you had to do the science and get established and get famous, and then if you were lucky, somebody would ask your opinion. And for people who, like Matt was saying, we're all here because we're passionate about the natural world, and for someone to come in with that passion and be told, okay, wait your turn for 30 years, is sort of disappointing, and it's really neat to have experience for young people to get involved at an earlier age.
That was Rebecca Chaplin Kramer and Matthew Traeger, graduate students sharing their thoughts on getting involved in policy issues. Thanks for listening, and please join us next time on The Ecologist Goes to Washington.
This podcast has been brought to you by the Ecological Society of America. Music was provided by Dr. Nicholas Catelli. For a link to Dr. Catelli's homepage, more information about ESA, or additional podcasts, please visit www.esa.org. Thanks for listening.